From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The evacuation of people from Aleppo has been suspended, leaving thousands trapped. Blasts were heard Friday near convoys removing people out of the city. State media reports rebels have violated the ceasefire agreement with the government, though rebels deny that claim. It's not clear when the evacuations will resume. That's Russia's President Vladimir Putin on Friday saying that his country is working with Turkey to start a new round of peace talks with a goal of a nationwide ceasefire. President Obama says the U.S. will take action against Russia or any other foreign government that tries to meddle in U.S. elections.
I think there is no doubt that when any foreign government tries to impact the integrity of our elections, that we need to take action, and we will, at a time and place of our own choosing. Some of it may be explicit and publicized. Some of it may not be.
That's President Obama speaking on NPR. The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has concluded that Russian hackers broke into Democratic Party computers to leak potentially embarrassing emails about the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign, with the apparent aim of helping Republican Donald Trump win last month's election. Peter King is a member of Mr. Trump's Republican Party, and he serves on the House of Representatives Intelligence Committee. He takes issue with the CIA conclusions about possible Russian hacking.
People in the intelligence community using disinformation tactics against the president-elect of the United States, and that is just disgraceful.
President-elect Trump says he does not believe Russia was involved in trying to sway the election. This is VOA. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has nominated bankruptcy lawyer David Friedman, a controversial figure, to become the country's next ambassador to Israel. Friedman has expressed his opposition to a key tenet of U.S. policy in the region. That's the two-state solution of an Israeli and Palestinian state living peacefully side by side. He's also compared liberal Jews in the United States to Jews who helped the Nazis during World War II. Friedman was an advisor to Trump during the campaign when Trump said he would move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, a measure sure to raise international objections, especially from the Arab community. Friedman is also a proponent of annexing the West Bank, something most of the international community considers illegal. The Roman Catholic Church is mediating last-ditch talks in the Democratic Republic of Congo to try to resolve political tensions over delayed elections. President Joseph Kabila's elected mandate ends Monday, but much of the opposition has rejected plans for Kabila to stay in office until new elections are held in 2018. From Kinshasa, Emily Yob reports.
The talks are still underway in Kinshasa, but the Catholic Church achieved a breakthrough just by bringing all the political players into the same room. Most of the opposition boycotted the previous talks in September, saying, among other things, that the mediators was biased in favor of the government. This time, with the clock ticking and the international pressure increasing, the opposition agreed to take part in what they deem a more balanced mediation.
The Church has proven its capacities. At various critical times in this country, the Catholic Church has stepped in.
In the early 1990s, it was a clergyman who led a national conference aimed at democratizing the DRC following years of dictatorship under Mobutu Sese Soko. The closed-door talks are expected to end Thursday evening. Emily Yab for VOA News in Kinshasa.
In response to Russian activities in Ukraine, European Union leaders have agreed to extend sanctions on Russia for another 6 months. The decision comes as no surprise, as German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande earlier this week said they supported extending sanctions in light of Russia's failure to abide by the Minsk agreements on Ukraine. The decision, to be announced officially within the next few days, did come despite growing pressure among investors and energy interests in Europe for the sanctions to be rolled back. In the United States, a jury in South Carolina has found an avowed white supremacist guilty of federal hate crimes for the shooting deaths of 9 black parishioners at a historic church in Charleston last year. 22-year-old Dylan Roof showed no emotion as the verdicts were read. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.